That help will come from two sources. The first is a living, breathing person named
Randy Harrington, Budget and Evaluation Director for the City of Charlotte.
The second source is a four-page document.
Hi there, I'm a four-page document.
So actually, that's WFAE reporter Ben Bradford.
No, Tom, today I'm a four-page document.
The reason Ben is a talking document goes back to something Randy Harrington, that real person, had to say about the proposed renovations to the Bojangles Coliseum. The first thing is, well, the building is old.
That facility was built in 1955. And many of the original building elements are original to that time period.
Old buildings can be costly to upgrade. How much and for what? Well, there's a document for that.
Oh, I was just pulling up some of the data that I'm going to send you, some itemized listings breaking out the dollar amounts. And then we do have some narrative that explains in the attachment that I'm going to send you.
Attachments with a narrative? It's time for our talking document.
All right, here goes. Bojangles Coliseum renovations, CIP request.
Everything you hear our talking document say is straight from the text of the real document. Some of the items contain good news. Take the Coliseum's roof.
The original roof is in surprisingly good shape. The center of the crown needs replacing and some repair.
And how much will that cost to fix?
$600,000.
There's $5.2 million to replace the building's heating and air conditioning systems, and $1.8 million for exterior repairs, including the windows on the front of the Coliseum.
$1.4 million can replace the original glass curtain wall with an energy-efficient version. Sidewalks around the perimeter are settling due to a failure of the storm drainage system.
And to fix the stormwater system so new sidewalks don't suffer the same fate?
$1.1 million.
At times, the document seems a little mean.
$1.6 million to remove and replace the seating. The original seats are wooden, not comfortable, and are sized for a thinner population.
At other points, it seems to undersell and undercost the repairs.
Painting and carpet, $1 million. Very rough estimate. This allowance is not very high based on the size of the building. Scoreboard and sound system, $2.5 million. These systems should be replaced, but the estimate does not provide top-of-the-line equipment.
And some requests are outright guesses.
Asbestos removal, $2 million. CRVA says asbestos is extensive. No analysis done, so this is a grab number.
So no one knows if that is a realistic number or not. In all, there are 21 items with an estimated total just over $31 million. Then come the extras, design fees, inspections, public art and commissions, and a contingency fund to cover cost overruns. That adds nearly $12 million to the price, which itself is still a guess. The grand total?
$50,625,000. Say $51 million.
That's what's actually written in the document. Say $51 million. It's a big number, especially for a building that's 59 years old. So why not just knock it down and build another one? Document? Is there anything about those costs?
Let me see. Nope.
That's okay. I asked Randy Harrington, the city budget director, the same question.
Yeah, we don't. I don't know at this particular time, and that's not anything that we have any particular information or evaluation on at this particular point.
Is that because it hasn't been considered, or is it?
I've not heard of that being discussed.
There are other questions as well, and for that, I need Ben Bradford to be Ben Bradford again.
Hey, I'm back, Tom. The city wants to revitalize the area by turning Bojangles Coliseum and its surroundings into an amateur sports complex with a hotel and retail shops. Officials are working on an agreement with a developer, and they've set aside $25 million for the city's share of the project. But it's not clear how these items will affect those negotiations or the city's bargaining power. And the city is still trying to figure out how to pay for these items.
For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.
And I'm Ben Bradford.
And Ben, you were a great talking document.
Thanks, Tom.